Hi, this is Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, telling you to stay tuned to WNJC 1360 AM for Thursday in the Doghouse, coming right up.
Mama was a mutt, Daddy was one too. Me, I'm a little bit of everything, everything that I use. One day I'm walking down my block.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to this week's edition of Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. As many of you already know, I conduct interviews most weeks with other professionals who work directly with dogs. Some of these interviews have been with veterinarians, breeders, rescue volunteers, other trainers, and behavior consultants. If you're a first-time listener and you'd like to hear previous programs we've done, please go to my website, www.jerseydogtrainer.com, and click on the page marked Rini's Radio Show. You'll see a page full of podcast links. Check out the topics of discussion and click on any one of them to listen to the show in its entirety. I have something really special in store for us this morning. My guest is Liesl Wolfel, who is a professional animal communicator from Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Liesl has been helping people and their companion pets since 1990. Pet parents call her for help with health issues, behavior changes, emotional well-being, missing animals, and even connecting to animals that have passed on. She's worked with pot-bellied pigs, horses, birds, dogs, cats, and even exotic pets. Liesl visited with us a few weeks back and is returning today to actually communicate with an animal while we're on the air. I'm opening our lines at the station right now if you'd like Liesl to speak with your companion pet. So get a pen and write the number down. Our number is 856-227-1360. I'll repeat that. Our number is 856-227-1360 if you want Liesl to communicate with your companion pet. Before we talk to the animals and Liesl, please let me tell you what services I offer here in the South Jersey area as a professional dog trainer and behavior consultant. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338. We're on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Good morning, Liesl. Thanks so much for coming back to the doghouse today. I am so excited to be doing a live show like this with you, and I want everyone to know that this is the first time we're doing something so unique. I'm also happy to tell you that we already have somebody waiting on the line, so let's get connected. Our first caller this morning is Sue from Williamstown. Hi, Sue. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Rini. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, I'm so happy that you've done this. So, you know what? I'm going to let Liesl take over, and because she needs to talk to you, and I have no clue what to do here. So, okay. Liesl, it's your show.
Okay. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Liesl. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. What kind of animal do you have?
I have a 3-year-old cockapoo.
Cockapoo, okay, and is it the only animal in the house?
Except for some of my son's fish.
Okay. All right, now to help me connect, I need you to describe your little baby better to me. So I would like name?
Popcorn.
And is it a little boy?
It's a boy, Popcorn.
Okay, Popcorn. And just, you know, focus on, tell me what color he is.
He's white with a little bit of apricot.
Okay, he's a pretty boy. And is he kind of fuzzy?
He has kind of curly hair.
Curly
yes.
hair,
mm-hmm.
yeah. He looks like when he runs, he waddles.
Kind of, yes.
Cute boy.
Yeah.
And he's, I feel him, but he's right there with you?
He is. He's right next to me. It's just a couple feet away.
Yeah. I don't know how old your son is, but he says he has to teach him manners. He chases him.
I have three boys.
Oh, okay. Because he shows me the back of their feet. He says, why do they run around so much? That's not, it's kind of like he's being the parent saying, no running in the house.
Wow.
Because he gets very excited. He says, can you hear me?
No.
Yes, you can sometimes. You know what he needs and wants.
Sure, at times, yes, I do.
Yeah. He wants to know if if you're going out today with him.
We may later if the rain holds out. You were already out once this morning.
Okay, he says, we can go in the car. Now, does he sit in the front seat? He says that's where he wants to sit, but that wouldn't be safe, little guy. You keep him in the back seat?
No, he actually sits on my lap in the front seat.
Oh, that's not good. You know that, right?
Yes.
What if the airbag goes off?
Yes.
Yeah, no, little boy, you should stay in the way back. He says, no, Mommy likes me with her.
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah, but for safety, you should be in the way back. He says, I don't think so. I do what I want. He is such a cutie. Does he have a little black nose?
He does. He
yeah.
does.
Little snug bunny. Very playful. He feels very healthy.
Yes, he is.
Sue, do you have any questions you want to ask him that perhaps I can get the answer to for you?
Yes. I would love for him to ask him why he jumps up on the furniture, and I wish that he would not.
You mean get up on the furniture to, like, to lay down and be comfortable?
Yes.
He says, why can't I?
Because he's put a few holes in it already.
From his claws?
Mm-hmm.
He says, you sit up there. See, he doesn't see himself as a different species at all from you. Okay?
Okay.
Let's ask him not to and explain why. He said, she already told me, and he doesn't agree.
Okay.
Now, Mommy wants you to stay off the furniture. Do you have a piece of furniture that looks kind of burgundy-ish?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one he likes.
It is. He sits in the same spot every time he jumps up.
Yeah, sweetie, he says, you can cover it.
When I cover it, he pulls the cover off, and then he jumps back on.
Yeah, he really likes the material. Is it, I don't know, like a velveteen or something?
It's kind of cloth.
Okay. Now, sweetie, Mommy doesn't want you up there, honey. Popcorn off the chair. He says, but it's my favorite, and he's kind of whining.
Does he whine?
Wants you off. He says, where else can I go?
On the floor.
Anywhere in the house, except upstairs in the bedrooms. And he can lay on the floor. He has his crate with a nice cushion in there, but just not up on the furniture.
Okay. He wants to know, and here's my suggestion, can you get him a bed that's outside of the crate and maybe next to the chair or somewhere in the room?
Sure.
So he can be, it's like, so he can be a grown-up and be with the people?
Absolutely.
Be with his people?
Except sometimes he guards things and then he bites me when I go to take them where they shouldn't be. Or when he has something he shouldn't have.
When you try to take things away from him?
Yes.
I think maybe Renee can help you with that. He needs to learn to release. That's naughty popcorn. Never bite mommy. Very protective of his things.
Yes, he is.
You know, if mommy's taking something away from you, it's for a good reason. He'll play tug of war, too. Don't let the boys play tug of war with him.
All okay. Right?
No, let's not do that. You need to be a good boy and listen. Never snarkle. Never snip. Yeah, see, you need to increase your status a little, be becoming more, I don't want to use the word dominant, but more alpha in the household.
Okay.
Remember when he said before, it's like, I felt like he was the parent telling the kids what to do?
Yes.
Mommy, is there daddy too?
Yes, there is.
Mommy and daddy are in charge. Popcorn, you listening? He says, I'm just trying to do my best. Well, your best is to never bite. Very naughty. He says, too many rules. Well, sweetie, sometimes there are rules when you live in a family. If there weren't rules, there'd be chaos. I try to understand and then I forget. You know how I am, Mom.
Sounds like my boys.
Yeah. Well, you've got four boys there.
That's right.
But mommy's in charge. And as Renee, I think Renee can probably help you with that, like by increasing your status a little in his eyes.
Okay.
So your concern about putting the bed down would be that if you tried to move it, he wouldn't let you?
Yes, right now it's in his crate, and at times when I leave the crate open, he'll pull the bed out of the crate and lay on it, and then when I try to put it back in the crate, he gets very guarded and won't let me near it.
All right, that kind of makes sense, because remember I said let's get a different, a new bed for him, because he wants to be out with the grown-ups.
Okay.
With the people.
Okay.
So we'll get him a new bed.
So a different bed than what's in there now?
Yes.
Okay.
Get him another bed that he can be in out by, is this a family room or?
Yes, it's a family room.
Maybe you can even find him a burgundy one, although I'm told that dogs don't see color, but they show me colors all the time. How's that, Popcorn? So you can have your very own big boy bed out with your people. Yeah, because he didn't, I get it, he doesn't want to be in the crate.
Oh.
So if he moves his bed out, it's like he keeps telling me big boy, he's a big boy. Because I know somebody calls him the baby, and he doesn't want to be a baby, he's a big boy. Well, big boys do not bite popcorn. And it's more like a nip, isn't it?
Lately, he hasn't bitten much, but he's bitten me, and it hasn't been a true through bite, but it's been a little scratch, and my younger son as well.
Yeah. Unacceptable. Well, he thinks he's, and again, in the animal world, there's a pecking order.
Okay.
He would never bite an alpha dog. No. I mean, he's pretty dominant himself. That's just not nice. Mommy would never bite you. Be respectful. You understand, little boy? He's saying he's sorry.
Oh.
I did tell him about the new bed. Now, don't make me a liar, okay?
I won't. I will go out as soon as I hang up.
Okay. You hear that? And you kind of know what kind of materials he likes, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you'll have big boy bed. But you need to listen, sweetie, okay? And no get on that chair again. I know you like it, but Mommy's getting you your very own chair. Okay? And I'm just explaining to him about his nails, how they can damage the material.
Okay.
And he gets too much, does he?
No, he doesn't shed hardly at all. When I've gotten in his beds before, he chews them and he bites through them. Mm-hmm. Because we've tried to get him different beds.
Okay. Well, you need to take very good care of your new bed. What kind of exercise and stimulus are you giving him?
He gets, on average, 2 walks a day, about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. We play in the backyard with him with tennis balls.
Okay.
And that's about it, really.
All right. Well, he needs to take care of his things if he's a big boy, like he wants to be perceived as.
Okay.
You don't chew. Now, do you give him other appropriate things to chew on, a Nylabone or...
I really don't, as a rule.
Are you adverse to it?
No, not at all. I just give him other things.
Like if you see him chewing on his bed, I'd like you to redirect him.
Okay.
To like a Nylabone or a real bone.
Okay.
He says, I like that. He seems to be a perfect weight. About how much does he weigh?
I would approximately 19 to 20 pounds.
Is that a good weight for
him?
Yes,
yes. The doctor says it's fine.
Yeah, because he looks really healthy and he's so, I'm saying fuzzy. I know it's not fuzzy, curly.
He is.
Yeah, little waddles work. Doesn't waddle. He likes looking out. You have a sliding glass window, door?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because he likes looking out there.
Yes, usually at rabbits and things.
Yeah, I know. He was just saying he really wants to chase them and catch one. Well, I know that's your nature, but I would like you to be gentle with all beings. He said, I'm ridiculous. He said, I could catch things. I really like to. Does he have any dog friends? Has he been socialized with other dogs?
Yes, he does.
Okay. And that's good activity, too. He's a bright little boy, and you want to keep his brain stimulated by doing different things, offering different scents, doing, I don't know if he'd like agility, but something to challenge him.
Okay.
Okay. And keep him busy and keep him tired, and maybe he'll chew less inappropriately.
Okay.
All right. And stuffed animals, I guess he would probably pull the fuzzies out.
He absolutely does do that, yes.
Yeah, my dogs do that, too. It's like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said, if he caught a real rabbit, look out. No, we wouldn't like that, sweetie. No, I love bunnies. He says, I do, too, to chase. Anything else you'd like me to talk to him about?
When we go out, where does he like to stay? Would he like to just be in his crate? Would he like the run of the house? Would he like to be tethered to his crate?
He says go anywhere, so I guess that means free reign.
Okay. Would he behave himself and not chew or bite anything?
He gets mad when you're not home, he says. But sometimes your people need to go out, sweetie. And doggies can't go everywhere that people can go, sadly. And it's your job to take care of the house and the things in it. He's showing me that chair again. No, you're going to get your very own bed. And you need to take care of it. If you're a big boy, you take care of your things. Now, he just changed tracks on me, and he started, I don't know if it's your younger son, but somebody really teases him. Is that your youngest son?
He may occasionally, but not maliciously.
Okay. No, he's playing.
Yes, that would be my younger son.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's playing. It's like he'll show him some, it's kind of like, well, here's a treat, but you can't have it. It's that kind of tease.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
And if he doesn't want to get bit, I mean, that's not fair.
I agree.
And maybe you could put it to your son, well, would you like it if someone did that to you? That's kind of baiting him, and it's not fair.
I agree with you.
All right, so Mommy's going to talk. What is that son's name?
Colin.
Colin, Mommy's going to talk to Colin, okay? And Popcorn says he really gets under my skin sometimes. Something to that effect. That's my verbiage. But he does love him.
Good. Yeah. Because the boys
does
love,
love him. Yeah. He says they're my boys. Yeah. He wishes he could sleep in bed.
With whom?
It's your boy that's more quiet. More serious.
Okay.
The one that reads.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He says, because I can hear his thoughts better. Like Colin's thoughts are all over the place. And your son there is very gentle.
Yes.
He's a sweet guy. He talks to me. He's very different with him. He's quiet, more quiet. He said, I could just visit. I don't have to stay overnight. But he, you know, you're his pack, the whole family.
Okay.
And you're going to have to, getting back to whether he should be in the crate or not, you'd know better than I.
Okay.
I mean, I would like to be able to trust him. I don't think I'd tether him to the crate and send him around his neck. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
That's just...
He doesn't like that?
I'm nervous about that.
Okay. Is there anything...
Because, you know, he guards the house. If he hears something, he's going to pull. And
yes.
I don't want him to hurt his little neck. But I've told him his job is to take care of the things in the house. Be respectful. Is he good about his bathroom habits?
Oh, yes, he is.
Good boy. He says, I know that. And he says, Mommy, do you love me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because he loves you. Little kisses. He says, I'll try very hard. And he is, using the word, he is sorry he snippled you.
Aw. Okay, Popcorn.
Mama loves you, but now you stay off that chair. Mommy's going to get you a new bed, but you need to take care of it. No chewing it. No fuzzies. You have other toys that you can play with if you feel like chewing. All right, baby boy. Yeah, he's showing me all your furniture.
Is he?
No, four on the floor. We're going to try to work some lots of fun things into your routine, okay? Does he get to run off lead other than the yard?
No, I'm afraid he'll run away.
I don't think so, but that needs to be... Yeah, certainly he might take off after a rabbit.
Yes.
But, I mean, he's quite... His ego is well-placed. He really thinks well of himself, and that's fine. But you need to always be able to see Mommy or Daddy or your boys when you're out walking, okay? Is there a dog park around where they have little dogs that play together in a fenced-in area?
Yes, there is.
Have you ever tried that?
I've never tried it.
Okay. I think he might be a little dominant, but might be something different.
Okay.
Yeah. And you always meet wonderful people.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, did you have anything else?
Is there anything that we can do to make his life better than what we've told you, or something he sincerely does not want us to do?
No, we already talked about the chair.
Okay.
He wants that chair to be his.
But he knows he can't have it, right?
Yeah, he knows,
okay.
But off. You stay off. You might put some things up there for a little bit to remind him.
Okay.
It's funny the way he moves things around. If he could, he'd rearrange the house for you. A little interior designer. Yeah, he would like a chair or something comfortable by that glass window. But he likes being up high, too.
Okay.
I don't know if you could rig something like that.
Huh. That explains something up on the furniture.
Yeah, he likes seeing out, but he likes the vantage point of being a little higher. All right, Mom and Dad will try to figure that out for you, okay? But you remember, no get on their furniture, okay? He just thinks that's ridiculous. No. The mommy's asked me to ask you, and you need to honor that. He says, well, okay. He wants to know when the boys will be home.
Oh, they'll be home about 3:15.
Okay, I'm waiting.
What does he like to do best when they come home? Would he like them to play with him?
He says, of course, I wait all day.
Okay.
I teach them how to play ball. Again, he thinks he's the teacher and the leader. Well, you're good. And you set a good example by being gentle. Okay, popcorn? Yeah, he really likes to shake things, like if he had a, you know, like the rabbit or whatever, the hunting instinct.
Yes.
You know, shake it, shake it.
Yes, he does that with his leash when I walk in sometimes.
Uh-huh. Well, that may be something different, but do you use a harness or around his neck?
No, just a collar.
Okay. Have you ever tried a harness on him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I use it. I haven't put it on him lately.
Okay. He says, so you don't go fast enough.
That's true. I know he would love to run. That's true.
Okay. Well, you get to run in your yard. And if you were to ever get off the lead, honey, make sure you always can see Mommy or whoever's walking you. Don't run off. And the only reason he would do that is if he saw something to chase. And when you walk, and again, I think Renee can probably help you with that, teaching him to slow down and not be pulling you up the street, okay?
Okay.
Why does she have to follow me? Honey, because she's on the other end of the lead. Well, go faster. More fun to go faster. Well, you need somebody to jog with you, huh? He likes to be in the lead, too.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's a little alpha male. Yeah. I just asked him to slow down so you wouldn't make Mommy get out of breath.
Oh, thank you.
You be considerate now, okay? He said, I thought this was my time. You know, the walking thing. It's for both of you. You remember, okay?
We have about
and also remember how much your people love you.
We have about a minute left, Liesl.
And I need you to respect them. Happy family, okay? He says it is happy, happy, happy.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Ladies, unfortunately, we have to stop. We don't have any more time.
Oh, okay.
This has been absolutely fascinating. Sue, I hope this has been helpful for you.
Absolutely has. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Your dog sounds like he's got quite the personality.
He does, yes. We'll hit it right on the mark.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Thank you so much for being part of our show. I appreciate that very much, and good luck with your dog.
Thank you very much, Renee. Thank you, Liesl.
Liesl, before we leave, can you quickly tell everybody how they can contact you and where they can get more information about your services?
Yes, my office phone for appointments is 215-542-0104, and my email address is E, and my last name, W-O-E-L, F as in Frank, E-L, at comcast.net. And I have a website at Liesl, L-I-E-S-L, Wolfel.net.
Thank you very, very much. This has been a very interesting program. And I'm going to talk to you again, and maybe I can convince you to do this another time.
Okay,
this is great. Thank you so much. You have a great day, and you've really helped this show a lot.
All right.
Have a great day, and thanks a lot. And
thank
you, listeners, for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed the show, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care now.